I'm Mitch Wertlieb with VPR News. Nearly one-third of Vermonters have experienced food insecurity during the coronavirus pandemic. This according to a new University of Vermont survey. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has details.
A previous study by UVM found that 24% of respondents from May to June experienced food insecurity. But in this new survey, which covered March through September, that number increased to 30%. Many households, 40%, experienced job disruptions, like reduced income or furloughs due to the pandemic. Meredith Niles, an assistant professor in nutrition and food sciences at UVM, says low-income households were much more likely to have trouble accessing food.
Households making less than $50,000 a year were six times more likely to be food insecure. Households with children had twice the odds of being food insecure compared to households without children.
Niles says the survey found that a third of respondents were using assistance programs like food stamps. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
The number of hunters in Vermont has been decreasing for many years, but Lewis Porter, commissioner of Vermont's Fish and Wildlife Department, says the pandemic is renewing interest in hunting.
We're estimating, in general, about a 20% increase, give or take, in hunting participation in Vermont this year.
People who have lost jobs or who are working less have more time to hunt and may need the food, according to Porter. And he says the outdoor and often solitary aspects of hunting make it well-suited to social distancing. A number of other states, including Maine and Nevada, have also seen big upticks in hunting license sales during the pandemic. Officials at the University of Vermont Medical Center say, as far as they can tell, no patient information was stolen last month during a cyber attack. The hack crippled systems throughout UVMMC and at other affiliated hospitals. Some critically ill patients struggled to get care and to book appointments. The health network has slowly restored operations, including regaining access to its electronic medical record system this weekend. Al Gobay, a vice president at the UVM Health Network, says it does not appear that any patient records were taken.
If we do find any was, we will notify each person immediately.
Federal authorities are investigating the cyber attack and have not released any details about the incident. Eye in the sky forecast for this Tuesday, mostly sunny south and over the valleys today. Increasing sunshine over the northern mountains. Any lingering snow showers over the northern Green Mountains will end through the morning hours today. It will be chilly and blustery, highs just in the mid-20s to low 30s from north to south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.